Theo, your claim to fame is sucking Joe Weller's wood on his podcast every week, all right? That's the only reason why anyone knows you. Relax, mate.
Welcome back to Waffling, you little wafflers. You love it. Happy Sunday. Merry Christmas. Unless you're one of those on our Patreon. Oh, bang about it. Yeah, you're seeing it on Saturday because you get it 24 hours earlier than anyone else.
Mate, there's a lot of them now.
Mate, there's actually 600.
Yeah.
There's loads of people.
Next stop, 1,000.
Exactly. Imagine when we're able to kiss all of you and get it really intimate. Okay? It's going to be the best. So I'm looking forward to that. But coming up after this show, right, we have this week elected by the Patreonistas an impressions challenge.
I just realised that was actually one of our most successful videos on the channel.
Mate, in it. Like,
that was it.
Well, that was when you pulled out the iconic David
Beckham. Yeah, so basically, after this, on our patreon.com/waffling channel, we'll be doing an impressions challenge, and you guys have voted who we are going to be impersonating.
I've not seen them.
You haven't even looked. I haven't looked at it either.
I've not looked at them.
Oh, God. But also,
David Beckham.
Wait, have you actually looked at what the other thing?
Wait, have you looked at the other thing?
No,
because I replied to them. So Weller obviously put this stupid poll up. I'll let you talk about it. But like, I replied to everyone like saying, please, like, I beg you, don't do this to
me. So this is going to be the best episode you've ever seen, right? Because on our patreon.com/waffling channel.
Why do you say that again, mate?
Oh, please sign up.
Please. No, basically, we posted a sentence saying, whoever is the top voted must perform Kitty.
Just one
with
minute.
With full passion for 60 seconds.
So it's me.
The winner by a landslide is Luke. Right? And there was a comment saying, we're saving Weller for the worst one when it's like some awful.
I love they've already started like ganging up. They've probably got like a Discord like private message.
No, but what I like, right, is it clearly shows that them watching actually know our personalities and they know what the worst is for each individual. So you wearing a vest, they knew that would be the worst.
It doesn't show our personalities. They know our insecurities.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. They can read us.
They know I'm feeling fat.
Do you feel like, because I see a lot of these comments where people feel like they are our mates, right? Yeah. They know us on a level. And I'm saying, like, observing us chat shit on a Sunday every, you know, for an hour, isn't it interesting how they can pick that up
and know
what will get to us?
Like they know I'm feeling fat.
What?
Right, I'm so fat.
Mate, no one said that you were looking or feeling fat.
I'm very fucking
You're just sitting there thinking
Do you remember
I'm
that
fat
photo? Do you remember that photo from Monaco? And I showed it.
Get it up right now.
Oh, horrendous. Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No,
I do remember that. Chunk Baker.
Oh, awful.
Mate, we've all
It was
been
the
there.
Lens. It was the times three
we've,
zoom.
No. We've all been there. That thing, that waffling season in lockdown where I was getting called fat every episode.
Yeah, but you were eating triple cheeseburgers three times.
I'm training for an Iron Man and I'm fat.
Yeah, but sumo there's another photo. Is also big.
There's another photo from Qatar and it's like a tight Nike top. And
oh, have you got it?
Get it up.
Huh? Let us see it.
Well, I've got to find it. I'll put it on the show.
Yeah, it's up now. It looks fit.
Oh, horrendous. But anyways, give us the rendition.
So basically,
let's work into the episode. We don't want to turn people off right away. You know, think retention.
Wait, really? Or is it just like, get it out of the way, done with? What?
You don't want to be known as a pussy.
Yeah, no. I will get it done.
This is that segment.
No, but this is so when I saw that I had been voted, it instantly made me regret doing the Patreon.
Why?
I looked at it and thought, I don't even want the money.
You've been losing sleep over this.
No, I have been.
This is honestly.
First, it was the bungle boots. Then it was.
Have you got the bungle boots? Did you bring them this episode?
Yeah, give us an update.
No.
Where are the bungle boots? These are them. If you haven't seen them, they're on the screen now.
They're at home.
No, they're not at home. Where are they, Luke?
Wait, why? Theo, what's happened to them?
I think he's returned them.
He's returned them after wearing them. Wait, you've not done that thing where you wear it and then send them back pretending like there's something wrong with them because you wanted it for one event.
He's either done that or he's been bullied into returning them.
You haven't been bullied.
No, he's returning
them. Maybe I have.
We haven't done any of that.
Wait, you're just being cheap.
How am I?
Like basically, Luke always fucking does this, right? Does anyone else do it where you wear something?
No,
send it back.
Mate, he's the worst culprit at that. To get a train to London, Brighton to London, do you know what he does?
Bunk the train.
He buys a Clapham Junction to London Victoria and just bunks it.
It works.
Lawbreaker. Yeah, this guy earns 100k a year.
He studied law.
He's fucking a law. Police are going to be rocking up my house next week.
You're in six figures a year.
No, but can I actually tell you a quick story from this week about how, like, being savvy with money actually came back to bite me.
Okay, everyone, listen up for the financial advice from Martin.
This is not financial advice.
Okay, go on.
This was bad luck.
Okay.
So, you know, like, my garden hasn't got any grass at the moment.
Okay.
So, like, I got a garden around to quote up how much it would be to, like, level it out, fix it, and then turf it. And it was, like, it was more than I, like, wanted to pay, like, quite a bit more.
Oh, dude,
it's so I was like, I've got enough time. I can just do it myself.
That's the most Luke Martin thing ever.
I was down the bottom of the garden, like, picking all the rocks up, and I had, like, a pile up by the patio doors where all the rocks were. So I just, like, I was chucking rocks onto them. I threw one. It, like, bounced off the patio, hit the door, smashed it. God. So I was like, so now I've got to do the garden myself, and I'm effectively going to have to pay the same price to replace the glass in the door.
And that just shows, mate.
Don't be cheap.
Yeah, and don't try and do everything yourself. Like, something I learned in life. Right? Is that if you try to do everything yourself, you will come unstuck, right? And it's important to share the workload, or else you will create more of a mess for yourself.
Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, just ask for
help.
And
you know what? It's not...
You've always been come and help me.
No, but you could have asked the boys.
You could have asked a gardener.
You could have asked Theo, would have travelled down and helped you mow the lawn.
And you know what this is? Mate, pudding is in the... Proof is in the pudding.
Pudding's in the proof.
Pudding is in the proof. Proof is... What is it? Pudding...
Pudding is in the
shows that maybe your stubborn side needs to just, you know, drop down a little bit and be more open.
Yeah. No. So true. Anyways, back with the kitty performance.
Do you need the backing sack?
Obvious.
The backing sack?
Are you going a cappella?
No.
Okay, right. Let's just get it out of the way,
but
right?
You have to do it, you know, properly. I don't want no half.
Oh, no. I don't know the lyrics. Firstly.
I don't know the lyrics yet.
Don't worry, we've got
I
right
don't
here.
Know the lyrics, though. It's all right, buddy. We've got him live in the flesh right now.
You can do a rendition if you really want.
Right.
Wait, why didn't you bring your guitar?
You could have brought the guitar.
I'm a kitty.
And so this has got me with full passion. Or else you're in hell. Oh, my God. Oh, God, this is hell. Right,
honestly,
he's gonna do it.
For those of you that have been watching for the longest time, this is honestly, you'll know this is my worst nightmare. Performing. Right, I'm just trying to find it on.
What are you looking for?
Just long.
I'm looking for it on Apple Music.
What, the instrumental?
Oh,
no, you're not having the words. I've got the instrumental if you want.
Yeah, we're not having. Joe's
voice. I don't know like how it. Like, I won't know where to come in or anything.
Mate, don't worry. All that matters right now is you give it your best shot. It doesn't matter how it sounds.
Yeah. So
you know you can't go through life being scared of making a mistake.
Right, are you ready? I'll say now when to come in. Kitty, this is the point. You're being stupid, Kitty!
I can see the music video.
Now, yo.
I was heading to my school when I saw a kitty. She didn't hesitate, she came right to me.
I said,
Kitty, what on earth are you doing?
Come on, put a bit
she
more
said,
into it.
Joseph. I'm just chilling. Out of nowhere, she hit me with a headbutt. Which sent me flying, but never did I think to give up. I'm in charge around these parts, Kitty. She replied, yes,
not
okay with me. Kitty, now Kitty, take a seat. You're causing too much raucous. That's not okay with me. I know that you love me, and it's me that you're pursuing, but Kitty, what on earth are you doing?
5 years later. Yeah, mate, banger.
Mate, that's viral.
Well done.
Yeah, that, you know what? I would have liked a bit more heart in it, but...
Yeah, a little bit more.
You did a job.
Yeah. Look, performing's not for me.
You perform guitar.
You always... Yeah, no, that's a weird one, actually, because you talked about the other day, just now before we came on air, about the 125,000 people at Liam Gallagher. Like, you perform guitar to thousands of viewers on your Instagram all the time. And why are you not nervous?
Do you know what? There's like, a thing where, like, performing when you're good at something... Like, I play guitar and I think... I'm quite good at that, so I'll happily do it. But I'm not a rapper. I'm not a singer.
Yeah.
So and also, like with the impressions, there's going to be an impression challenge. Oof. I hate performing at things I'm not good at.
Okay. No, I think people can relate to that. So fair play. So fair play for doing it.
So
sorry, guys.
You know, over Christmas. Yes. We all got each other's different
presents. No. This is Joe's birthday.
Oh, birthday.
Present.
Yeah, but you know, I said, what? You know, I said I was getting you a present.
Yeah, you know, we said you are getting a present.
You gotta be kidding my ass right now.
It's finally arrived.
You what?
It's arrived. The present has arrived. Okay? We're going to get it up on screen now.
Screen?
And if you're listening, it will obviously come through on audio.
So
it will come through on audio?
I hit up a friend of mine.
Friend of ours?
Friend of ours.
Who's Al?
No.
And they just wanted to say hello.
Sure, folks, it's going to be.
All right, Joe. How's it going, mate? Your friend. Oh, friend. Theo has asked me to do a little video just to congratulate you for overcoming your hyper-aggressive wanking disorder. nice one, mate. It's really great that you've managed to get past this and you're not going to wank yourself to death. You've even got yourself a girlfriend now, which is absolutely brilliant. If you and your girlfriend would ever like a romantic weekend away down the caravan club, you let me know. I'll arrange it. Apparently, this isn't a joke. Apparently, this isn't a joke. So, congratulations. That's really great news. Let me know if you want me to teach you how to put the balls in and how to do the one-pump orgasm. So, when you do get knee deep in your girlfriend's plunge, she'll be frothing at the gash. You'll be having a whale of a time. And you won't be, you know, starting a fire, rubbing your cock so much. Congrats, Joe.
Congrats.
Happy birthday, mate. Mate, that's actually a really good present.
I thought that was great.
No, that is actually really, really good because, like, he was my idol growing up. And, I used to, like, base my whole personality. Like, I used to think he was really cool. And now...
Well, he is.
He is
like,
cool.
Jay from The Inbetweeners is a quality character.
Yeah, he's, like, that is what... And the thing is, where The Inbetweeners is, like, what a lot of our actual friendship group's, like, personality is based on. Like, that's sick.
I think a lot of our generation has been shaped by that show. And in particular, probably Jay from The Inbetweeners. Yeah.
Do you know what? I remember him talking about, like, he's only known as Jay.
Yeah.
Not...
James Buckley.
James Buckley, sorry, yeah. And sorry, that, oh fucking hell.
He's gonna watch,
he's gonna make TikTok on me. and I remember I think he went through a stage of like, oh, I don't really like being Jay. I guess same with like Harry Potter characters.
Yeah.
But now I remember him talking about, he's like, I love doing stuff in the Jay character because that shapes so many people's childhoods. Because it would be so easy for him to be like, oh, stop referring to me as Jay and blah 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 blah. He loves it.
Yeah, well, now he's almost accepted, right, wait, the impact that I've had is through this character. So it's like, fucking, that's and amazing.
That's the thing. Some people like to turn their back on, like, the things that made them successful. Yeah. I think, like, you only realise as you get a bit older that, like, no, actually, like, that's why I am where I am.
Yeah.
But what I do want to say is, I think it was recently, the creators of The Inbetweeners came out and said, like, or one of them came out and said, we couldn't, like, do The Inbetweeners now because it would upset too many people.
Well, yeah, it's not politically correct at all. Like,
Mate, you couldn't... There's no way.
No.
There's no way on earth.
But is that not... Like, because I found, definitely in our era, The Inbetweeners was the truest and closest representation to our lives
the
as
the second thing you have nowadays
men.
Is waffling.
Yeah, what, you think we this is...
Waffling is in between as of 2022.
I remember going
Is that giving
to...
us a bit too much credit?
No. I'm under credit, if anything.
The summer's coming. You're you are feeling sexy. Why? Because you've got great bollocks, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, you haven't? Why?
Well, our friends at Manscaped are here to save you, right? Because they are offering their Performance Package 4.0 to you with 20% off and free shipping.
Tell me it includes the Lawnmower 4.0.
That's exactly what it includes.
The weed whacker?
The bloody weed whacker! Right, for your ears and nose.
The skiddy bockies.
No, the lovely clean and lovely bockies. Boxer briefs.
Well, they're actually really comfy as well. I don't know if you boys have
tried
yours on.
I still wear them to this day. Yeah. And was it Bull Reviver?
Oh, mate, well, I use it all the time.
Mate, it's actually really good. So if you've got, like, nice, you know, you played a bit of footy and you want to have a nice freshen up, that's straight onto your, you know, your package. And, the ball deodorant as well. So that's obviously pre-football match. Obviously, you know, if you're seeing the missus after, and or boy, or other. But, yeah, basically, you can get all this for 20% off and free shipping with the code WAFFLIN at manscaped.com. That is the code WAFFLIN at manscaped.com. Get your hot summer on, hot boy summer, and girl, I don't know.
Right now.
Enjoy!
I remember going to the cinema and seeing Inbetweeners movie one, and I have never laughed so much in my life. You know when, like, your stomach hurts?
Mm.
Yeah.
It was the greatest. Even Inbetweeners 2, fantastic.
Yo, I just love it. I even... The thing is, the only thing about the films is that I feel like the cameras were, it sounds weird, too good. It's almost like the fact that they were a bit shit cameras for the series, like that represented, that gave the mood of what was going on a bit more. And
I'm so happy they stopped where they did. That was so smart.
No, but imagine if they did make more funnier ones. But like they did one at a festival and did one like...
I think the reason it is what it is now is because they stopped at that
point. Yeah, knowing when to stop is important.
Yeah, knowing when to stop is...
But
yeah.
What I do think would be really cool is if we got an episode where they're grown up.
Mate, a Christmas special.
And sort of like see like how their lives have changed and where they all are.
But do you not think... yes and no. Because I think everyone, when they did the Gavin and Stacey Christmas special, everyone was a bit like, oh, what's it going to be like? But it turns out they smashed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's very hard.
It's so difficult
to get it
right.
Especially if you as a person changed, because I feel like James Corden, him doing Smithy, when he was probably a bit like Smithy in real life, he did that character so well. Whereas in that Christmas special, he's a more like well-spoken James Corden that performs in America now. It's like he is a
bit
different
slimmer
person.
As well. Like, Smithy was like that big guy.
I think the reason why Inbetweeners maybe worked so well is because those guys were those characters a little bit in real life.
Even if they did,
they were much older.
Even if they did like a reunion or a Christmas special, I don't think they could because they couldn't say half the shit they used to say, or they'd have to make it different.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. Like you want it to be quality.
I suppose you could make it. They could still make it funnier without, you know.
Yeah. No, but why can't we just have offensive humour?
Yeah, I'm not, mate, that's what I'm saying. That is literally what I'm saying. Like, going back to having that where it's a joke to... Yeah, basically. But the only way to bring that back is by actually just doing it. People need to bite the bullet and go... Because at the end of the day, whatever's selling numbers is actually what prevails. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, that's why now YouTube and influencing and all that is such a big thing. Because at first they tried to fight it off and be like, no, these are just idiots. But it gets tickets. It sells. Well, so therefore... We need to bring the dodgy humour back.
I went to watch Ricky Gervais live.
Yeah.
Don't know when it was. Like, whenever he was on his live tour. It was so offensive. Like, you boys know what my humour's like. Like, it's probably darker off camera than it is on, naturally. Even there were some jokes that he said that even I was like, oh, my God. Like, how is he pulling that off? Some people are still out there doing it. It's just like, you know, the in-betweeners... I would hate to think that couldn't make it nowadays.
Yeah.
There's a new Rebel Wilson film out on Netflix. Actually, quite good. Recommend watching it with your girlfriend.
She's lost a lot of weight, hasn't she?
Yeah, she looked well different in it, actually. It's about, like, her waking up 20 years after a coma. And she's still, like, 17 in her head. Right. And, like, she starts seeing all this stuff. And her mum's like, you can't say that anymore.
Oh, fuck.
But it's quite interesting how, it, like, 20 years ago, the stuff she was saying...
It's like your nan is saying probably... Like, my nan accidentally says things. Like, that generation would say... Coloured people, rather than like nowadays where you say black people, right? You can't say, oh, someone's coloured. That's just going basically anyone that isn't white, you're just generalizing them as just they're coloured.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know what I mean? But that is that there back then, that was like her way of respectfully describing what she's saying. And it's like things change, like it's nuts,
Things do move forward, but I just like to think humour has a place
well, speaking
in the world.
Of humour. Obviously, Nicole Milano's new vid.
I watched it on the flight today.
Fucking hell. I haven't seen
20 mil
all
views
of it.
In 4 days.
Mate, I'd like what?
12 million in a day.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's one of, I think it's the best vid I've ever watched.
Mate, in terms of like what it consisted of, so like the obviously the funniness, the fact of what he's done, go all the way to the most racist town, putting himself in danger, having the element of where he had, with Richard, the guy that helped him, and then he's gone and fucking helped him with his surgery. Like, there's just so many points that just made that an amazing video that almost you couldn't have planned for.
And opening up and trying to change the perspective on that town.
Yeah.
Because he obviously went with an open mind, which I think was key to it.
And it was, do you know what the funny thing is, right? First thing my mum said is, oh, that is brilliant. He's going to end up doing, like, documentaries on TV. And I'm like, mum.
Like the new Louis III.
I was like, mum, that's not the step up now. Doing documentaries on TV is not like the up here and YouTube what is down here. It's like, what he's done there, that is the new making documentaries. Yeah. BBC that is like the fucking, oh my God.
BBC couldn't get 20 million views in 4 days.
No.
Not even close to it.
Unless it's like the World Cup.
Not even that.
Yeah, but that's not... Like,
do you know what I mean? That's the World Cup. That's a billion views worldwide. This is the YouTube video.
Yeah, like what he's done there was just absolutely remarkable. And so, the fact that he's willing to put himself in that danger. Yeah. Like, we asked him when we filmed, right? We were like, how can you go out in public and be the way you are? Like, do you not have that thing in your brain...
There's minor stuff that he's doing now
that
as well.
...that says stop. And he just says, I don't have that.
He doesn't have that, like, trigger that makes him just, like, cut it off.
Think about it. Like, he's in the church, the guys with like guns. It's just him and George, cameraman. And they could just,
by the way,
they could just whatever. Do you know what I mean? But like, and he's saying like, oh yeah, shout out to I'm a nonce, and he gets him to say it. And like all these other stuff, I'm like,
I think it's because you could pull it off as to say, firstly, you're dealing with the older generation, which this guy is. He wouldn't have even thought that this is edited. He's shown him it, and I just don't think that would have gone into
the Instagram.
I think
the Instagram,
like
he's Simon.
I know. I saw it. It was like the also, genius.
Yeah. I think that was also such like so telling of how like thick and stupid that like individual actually is, and I think it just like encapsulated like the whole movement as like stupid people.
But I don't understand how that stuff exists because it's illegal.
No, it's not.
It is illegal.
Freedom of speech in America, isn't it?
They're not because
racism's illegal.
But I think
is
like,
it in America?
I think racism is illegal in the sense that you like racially abuse someone.
But he openly talks about wearing his Ku Klux Klan hat, ghost robe.
Ghost robe? Oh, mate, it's fucked. But like, America is a different world.
Yeah, there's that freedom of speech thing. Like, you should be allowed to be free to say whatever you want. And that is ultimately what that is. And the fact that I remember when, you know, he says, like, would I be allowed to around your house for a barbecue? And he's like, nah, because of your skin colour. And
how can you be
like,
so thick?
And he literally says it, like, with chest, like, as though that is just a standard thing. Like, but what...
Do you know what? I find it hard to comprehend, like... I look at that and I think, oh, he's just saying this to, like, be, like... He's just saying it to get people talking.
Yeah.
But, you know, he actually means it.
Yeah, with straight facts. Like, there's billboards, like white fucking supremacy billboards. Imagine going down, like, Eastbourne Harbour and just that being up, mate.
Mate, I literally can't wrap my head around it. I cannot wrap my head. Like, but I, Nico's such a hero. Like, at the end,
my only worry is that he's going to end up dead. Like, genuinely, like, how do you now get better than that? Because think, right, as the young YouTuber's brain goes, your fucking dopamine is going through the roof, mate. You feel gassed.
600K.
Everyone, 600K subs, you've hit 5 million. Everyone's saying you're the best YouTuber ever, right? I now need to better this. I now need to fucking, it's going to consume me. What more can I do now? And he was already in a risk of being killed by just doing that. I can't see if he carries on this road how he's going to get to 40 and
not
be dead.
Do you not think, though, it's like... Sorry, it's like Borat, okay?
Borat?
No, as in Borat, to film some of the stuff he did, he would have to go to such obscure locations that people wouldn't recognise him.
Yes.
But do you not think 20 million views in 4 days, like, the news would have picked up on it.
Nah, so many people.
Surely everyone is going to start... Nah. Like, if he tries to pull off one of these pranks again.
Thing is,
people just see it. I don't know.
Like, does he go next to like the leader of the cartel and get him to like call out like I'm our pussy or something?
Yeah, like you go to
like bang in the head. Yeah, he's gone instantly.
Yeah, you go Mexico, mate,
goes to Colombia and like I
still think like he would be one of the greatest guests we could ever get on this podcast.
Does Nico go on podcasts? Because the last time I mentioned it, he was like, he just didn't seem keen on the podcast idea.
But I think...
Nico, are you up for?
Something to, like, this would be such a good thing to talk about. Like, there's probably so much he hasn't included in that video. All the situations that he's been in.
Yeah, like, when it's not... What hasn't made the screens? Like, when, you know, YouTube, what has happened?
I also think at the same time, like, it's amazing. I think we sort of seen it firsthand, like, the attention to detail that he pays to everything. Like, the level of quality that he wants to extract from these videos is at the highest level.
Yeah.
He doesn't just like think, oh, that'll do.
Yeah.
Do you know an idea I actually had, right? You know Gary Neville's The Overlap?
So I watched the PK one over.
Imagine that, YouTubers. Getting Nico.
Well, he's just robbed it. Pitch side are doing that now.
What, you're doing it for footballers?
For YouTubers. Him and Reeve are taking that idea.
What, is it like going on dog walks?
Yeah.
I thought you meant just because we're doing a podcast with... What?
Who are you doing a podcast with?
Pitchside.
Oh. No, I was just going to say, you'll probably do that now.
Start going on dog walks.
Yeah.
No, as in, like, because I think there's an element of, like, when the way Gary Neville does it, where he goes to, like, the hometowns of, like, where these people grew up, where they made who they are.
And I think it's because of who he is as well.
Yeah. But like, there's a difference between going in that sort of environment and in like a podcast, like set up studio environment that I think brings out a side of people that you don't normally see.
Yeah, it takes them back to their roots as well.
Yeah, like I just feel like there's an opportunity.
I know.
Like
did you watch the PK one?
No.
It's really, really good. Really? But I feel like if you had like a random presenter doing it, he wouldn't have opened up. It's because he knew Gary
Neville.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why if you did it with YouTubers, it would have to be a YouTuber doing it with YouTubers. Like a footballer doing it with footballers.
Yeah, they just feel more natural and comfortable.
Yeah, because it's like you've been in the scenario that you're talking about, you know what I mean?
Also, they've probably dealt with like the press and journalists and interviewers their whole life, and they know that like what they can say can be twisted in however they want it.
Yeah, so if anyone takes this idea, I'm coming for your head.
But so you're going to do it?
That could be a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was just something. I was literally listening to the Declan Rice one on a dog walk, and I was like, someone needs to do this for YouTubers.
Yeah.
What would you call it?
I don't know, the underlap. No, you'd have to call it something along the lines of
the overtube.
The, like, a part of YouTube. What's a slang YouTube term? Slang. Write one in the comments right now. Like, fucking.
Think of a name for the series.
You got pwned.
But you know, mate, the PK one's so interesting. Because, like, obviously, he's a Barca player now.
Yeah.
Like, everyone thinks he's going to become the next... He's going to be the president of Barca at some point.
Wait, what the fuck?
I said, Etsy Goy. So, I think I want to be the president of Barcelona. But he Gary asked him about the Super League. Like, what's your opinion on it?
Yeah.
Because, obviously, Barca, Real, Juventus are still doing it. He's like, look, I think it'd be awful for football.
Yeah.
Which is weird to say because, obviously, I'm imposing my club's view. But he wasn't afraid to say it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that should be the case. Like, that should be the case. You shouldn't be,
but
like...
it's different out in Spain, apparently.
What, you...
the whole perception
of... chinged up.
No, the whole chingy, perception
chingy,
of...
Su- chingy, chingy. What? A Diggity song. So you're up by Durr and get chingy, chingy, chingy.
Okay.
You know the song.
But apparently, obviously in the UK, like, everyone's more... But over in, like, Spain and Italy, it's apparently it's a little bit more widely accepted.
What, are they like, yeah, let's go for it?
Not necessarily, but I think they're a bit more open to it. But PK...
Yeah, that's easy when you're playing in farmers' leagues.
Yeah, they are in farm leagues. All right, you lot. Now, in a world where everyone's about keep grinding, never sleep, go, 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 why aren't you there yet? Right? It's all very intense. And you may not realise that your stress levels or just overall mental condition isn't in tip-top ways. Now, our friends at BetterHelp are offering you guys, right, live chats, video calls, phone calls, online services, right, that doesn't involve going into a therapist and really expensive standard ways of doing things, okay? Very affordable and with 10% off, thanks to the Waffling Boys.
Mate, I think for a lot of people, it'd be tough to actually, like, find somewhere and actually physically go somewhere. The fact that you can do it from your own personal bedroom, you know, it creates like a calming atmosphere.
And we've often talked about how like this is our therapy, just opening up, talking to each other. But like some people don't have that, or sometimes you need to talk to someone that actually knows how to deal with what you're dealing with.
Yeah, and they've got over 20,000 licensed therapists, right, for you to speak to freely. Okay, not for free, but, you know, free. Be yourself in your own environment. So go to betterhelp.com/waffling for 10% off. That is betterhelp.com/waffling for 10% off.
Off your first month.
Your first month. Yeah, that is right. Enjoy. Malfoy, you've just filmed with Mbop.
I called my mum up today. She was like, what did she call him? It was like...
Mukbap?
No, it was like... Mbappe or something like that, and it was just like completely. I was like, Mbappe.
You filmed with this guy right up on screen right now. Mbappe, Neymar, Donnarumma,
Nuno Mendes.
Nunmenj.
Yeah, so I'm saying Portuguese.
Your minge.
What?
Get your
no
minge.
No one said
minge.
And Marquinhos.
Marquinhos and Messi was next door.
No, Messi was back at the hotel.
He was asleep.
Why didn't he come out?
Tug him one out.
But he just wasn't.
Oh. What? I bet he's got a little pecker, isn't
he? No, he just wasn't part of the group for that different activation. He did like a meeting
activation.
It was different. Yeah, PSG, they're only there for a day.
Oh. So you went. What was it like? So when you step in, you're in front of big boy Neymar and all this.
In my element.
Are you literally like, well, go on, my guy, or are you, or do you stay for your baby?
Like, what's up, Nene? No, I didn't really.
Oh, that's awful.
No, I was just saying, what's up, my G? Like, hi. Oh, no, it was
awful. Say my G.
No, mate, it was awful.
Or was it awkward?
He went like that.
And you went like that.
I went like that. No. And then I go like that, and he goes like that.
No.
And then I go, ooh.
And then he kisses his face off.
No, then we finally did that, and I went, oh God. He was like, so we had a little moment.
And who was better at football?
Oh, me. Oh, obviously.
You.
Mate, obviously.
So Neymar with his left foot or you?
Me.
Do you reckon you're better than him?
No, he took two touch way too seriously. He was like giving me, you know, like the classic temple ones to my shins. You know when temple like...
Oh, is he trying to make you do bad?
Oh, yeah. He didn't want to lose. But I mean,
oh, really?
I got to the hotel at 8:15 in the morning, mm-hmm. and we had to leave at 8:30.
Oi, Ross.
Yeah, it was very tight.
He didn't even get a nap.
But you know how some footballers... No, I just went straight through from the plane. You know how some footballers are like... You never know what you're going into. Like, if you're filming someone, they're like, they could be a bit of an arse.
Well, like the Bournemouth lot that, like, brought to the pitch. bullied him on the set. Oh, God.
Yeah, basically. And you think, oh, Mbappe and Neymar, like, they're the biggest stars in the world. The nicest guys. They were up for a laugh. They literally did anything. They would do anything. Anything I'd ask.
Get on your knees, Neymar.
not ever. Donnarumma was just so sad. He's so big. Like tiny. I mean, huge.
He's got massive
work. I tried to Panenka him.
You tried to do what to his penis?
Panenka?
Yeah, what did you do? Did you score?
He saved it.
No way.
Didn't score a single pen against him.
Did you not?
Oh, is he really good?
Now, I understand why they missed the pens in the finals. He's fucking massive. Terrifying.
Scary to look at.
Yeah. Well sound though. Loves a laugh. Loves a laugh. Fuck me, was I shit.
Oh, really. Did you do anything?
I had jelly legs from the plane.
Oh, yeah, I would as well. Like, imagine you got to perform in front of all them.
Nice 7-hour flight. I'm like,
yeah, it's terrifying.
And then Donnarumma set pens against me, just top bins.
What, is he sick as well?
So footy. Good. He tried to Panenka me, hit the bar.
What do you mean? Of course he's good. Yeah, but so like Jens Lehmann or Malfoy, who's better at football, actual footy?
Well, right now.
But in their prime.
Prime
Jens Lehmann or Malfoy Baker.
But up front, not in goal.
No, like footy, Layman. Actual footy. You reckon Jens Lehmann?
I think there's a reason why like every single player who plays for like a top level club plays for them.
Yeah, but foot goalkeepers aren't like.
No, back in the day.
I reckon like Kepa Arrizabalaga. I reckon like him and like Edouard Mendy, like and people like that are fucking quality on the ball.
Back in the day, there's different
breed
of keepers.
You take like fucking Karius, like is
Mendy's
he better
not good on the ball.
Mendy, yeah, he's a bit of
Ramsdale.
He's all right, but I reckon Karius versus like against like FIFA Manny, like FIFA Manny's winning.
Oh, Manny blitzes.
Or like Max plays FIFA. Yeah.
Not him, not Max.
Is he sure?
We have to see the ball. He's blind.
Yeah, no, he is partially
it's
blind.
No disrespect. I'd back Karius in a free kick challenge versus Max. Come on. Who wouldn't?
I don't know.
So we had six stations. Donnarumma, after Donnarumma, went to film with Neymar.
Yeah.
And there was quite a lot of people. It was like, he was like joking around with some girl or whatever. So we didn't have too long with him, but he was so sound. I did a two touch with him, filmed him, set me a football challenge, up for laugh, like joking around, selfies, you know.
How many videos did you make out of it?
I made a full video with everyone. Yeah. And then I also got Neymar and Mbappe to set me a football challenge for other videos.
Oh, that is amazing.
So after Neymar, I filmed with Mbappe. Mbappe was so funny. So good. He got involved. He was laughing at me, bantering me. Did a shooting challenge with him.
Mate, what's his finishing like?
He was, mate, he's fucking good.
This is literally like, this is like pinnacle sort of stuff.
Oh, this is the biggest video I've ever filmed.
Yeah, do you like take it in that like you're quite literally at the top of your game right now?
No, yeah, like that is like this is top tier.
I wasn't
life.
Even nervous. I wasn't even starstruck.
Next year, irrelevancy.
You were just mate. It's true. Well, I suppose
it's only downhill from here.
You've been building up to this moment. Like you've performed with many. You played what in that Rangers game with like all those pros and all that.
Nuts.
You've done it for years now. This is almost all building up to this moment, and now you just see Neymar like he's another guy on the street.
But that was weird though. But I think you've been in a situation as well. Like you're. Not on that, but you see it on a level when you're filming that. You just treat them. They don't, when you see them having fun and just having a laugh and just bantering you, they're just humans. They're just normal geezers.
Exactly.
Like, I'm older than Mbappe.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, yeah,
isn't it?
That is weird.
Like, he's younger than me.
It's just some little, like, year seven, mate.
Just some year seven playing footy.
How old is he? Like, 21?
Surely there was 22. A bit of you inside that was like, I want to show him I'm better.
Oh, yeah, I was fuming at myself and I just, like.
Knowing my classic ego, I'd turn up there and be like, oh, I'm going to show these boys up.
Mate, I was livid.
How would that end up?
I didn't play very well. I really didn't play very well. I scored a sick goal and Mbappe was like, that's sick. And then I just shanked it wide twice. I was just like, I was really let myself down. Jelly legs.
Don't worry,
legs.
Probably will watch the vids, as in like your other vids.
Hopefully.
Do
Surely. Oh, but it'd be good to not ask like Neymar if he'd saw the World Cup song.
Oh,
maybe we shouldn't speak about that. Actually, nothing. Then, don't worry,
mate. They were just. It was just.
Look, can we play a clip from?
No.
It just went so much better. And then I did one-on-one versus Marquinhos.
Do you do him?
Do you batter him? Embarrass him?
You want to see the clip?
Yeah, we'll play the clip. Fire it up now, Bush.
Oh, I didn't score, but fucking hell, Marquinhos got sold. Look at this.
Oi, fuck off.
Did you put it for his legs?
That is
I had to
silly.
Try and score, but I was so close to the goal, obviously I couldn't score, but sorry,
you're
Marquinhos.
Quite good. Do you reckon you could play for like a solid like League One football team easily?
No.
You do? You fucking reckon you could do a job in the Prem?
Oh, if I like got as fit as they were and got conditioned, I've got the ability.
Yeah, yeah. Like Neil Mopay or like Theo Baker. Who's going to do better, more bits?
I reckon I'd bag 5 goals in a Prem if I play every game.
I reckon you'd score more.
But if I play for City, just tap it in.
Is that not underestimating how good
No,
these...
it is. I'm only mocking it. But mate...
No, I reckon with chest, he could do it.
I reckon he thinks he can.
No, I think he can.
I reckon, I'm not even joking. Like, if you were in such a good team, I think the majority of like good players could like do a job. I'm not going to say they'll fit in. I can do a job.
Who was that that player years ago that like said he was like someone's grandson or something? And like, he got signed for like Southampton or Sunderland.
Oh,
or
I do know about this.
Who?
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Mate, he just said like he was like someone's
the son of
nephew or grandson or something. Well, like a former professional footballer. And then he got signed for literally a Premier League team. I think it was Southampton.
It was Southampton, yeah.
And
if you know who it is, lob it in the comments now. Oh,
maybe
I'm so sorry,
maybe Sunderland.
And he played. He played a game.
And it was shit. It was
like... Mate, completely just frauded his way into the team.
God. Now I'm only mocking. I don't think I could.
Surely that could be Nico's next video idea. Frauding my way into like a Premier League football team. No, go to like fucking, I don't know, like
it'd have to be
Croatia. Like, who's like the top of Croatian league and play a Champions
Dynamo
League match?
Zagreb in the Champions League.
Flagging my way into a Champions League match, pretending I'm Pele's son or grandson or something.
Mate, do you know what it is? Do you know what it is?
That would
be
a banging video. I don't think it'd be possible.
Their first touch. It's their first touch. Yeah. Their first touch is just a joke. Silky, yeah. Every single one of them is a joke.
And it's the speed that those balls are coming and everything.
I remember when I was 16 and made my debut for Seaford, first team. I played 10 minutes and I was fucked.
Yeah.
Like, even on Saturday at Seaford level, I was fucked. Yeah. It's just knackered.
We are all playing in a football match.
We are on Friday.
Buzzing. At that Rangers football stadium, Ibrox.
Oh, we are allowed to talk.
Do we know?
It's not on Friday, though. It's a different day.
Oh, it's actually. What day are we going for?
I think it might be Monday.
Okay.
Monday.
Okay, Monday. But do you know what positions we're playing? Because this could be...
I'm manager.
This could be... You're not playing.
I'm manager and player. So I'm organiser.
Yeah, so you're... That's what I'm saying. Because this could be the first time ever. Everyone watching right now, Waffling exclusive. The first ever time that the Waffling boys are going to have played in a football match on the same team together.
Normally it's just me and you.
This is vile. Right, it's going to be dangerous. We are going to be deadly.
Normally Luke's in the stand filming.
Normally he's the filmer. So, exclusive.
1-1-8 formation. One defender, one midfielder, 8 strikers.
No, but on a level, where am I playing?
Probably up front.
Really? They're not better strikers. I'll go wherever I'm most effective. On the bench.
Left back. He played at Brighton.
I'm actually sick in defence, but like, I want to score. Yeah. I just want to get a little
left
worldie.
Left wing or striker?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Are you playing 4-4 fucking 2?
Because he's target man. He's useless anywhere else.
Useless up front. Huh?
He's good up front because he could be a target man, but he doesn't pass.
But it depends if he shows up because sometimes
he does need to
show
up.
It does depend if I show up.
If he's R9 on the day, it's class. But if you're fucking like...
He can be good and everything he touches turns to gold.
Yeah.
It is one or the other.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
I won't lie. I have been playing well recently. I put the little...
I haven't kicked a ball.
You know the Tuesday football we're in? You know we got put in top division?
You scored a hat-trick.
Scored a hat-trick first game. Game before that, too. Levels. We're top of the league.
We
lost the first game. No. Someone watched you watched the game and said, like, you were the only player on the team that could do anything, though. So I...
Yeah, we won.
We won every
league game. We're
no,
top
they,
of the
they said you literally... They just picked you out, passed to you, and you just did everything.
That's what he does, mate.
No, it's quality.
And on this sort of note, right, should there be torture and death penalties for pedos?
On this note... Where's the segue there?
No, it's just sort of like...
Let me guess, you're going to say, no, there shouldn't be.
No. He better hope there isn't.
Rest in peace, Weller.
She accused me of being a pedophile. Well, same with chess.
No one said that, didn't you say?
rapist as well.
What is
what the fuck?
Rapist. Do you actually know what you're saying right now, bro? To your friend. Go on, get your laugh.
You're actually.
Get
you're
your
harsh.
Fucking laugh.
Well, you laughed more than anyone.
You're harsh, mate. It's too far. Too far.
Yeah,
tilt your other back window in.
it's a fucked up rock. So I was watching a little like a few documentaries based on my mum's fucked. Is anyone else mum's fucked, right? No way.
fucked who? You had sex with your mum.
Shut the fuck up. Listen, I mean, mate, it'll be like 9 PM at night. Oh, what are we gonna watch to wind down of an evening? Fucking pedo rapist documentaries. That's what she lobs on, like, every fucking evening. It's like, mate, I'm trying to relax.
Is she trying to tell you something?
This ain't even funny, mate. Why are you trying to out me?
Here's what I say on that. Let them rot. Not kill them. Let them rot in prison. Rot.
Yeah, personally, I think prison's worse. Spending your whole life confined to four walls.
Yeah, it has to be a bad prison.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah,
stick them in a prison in fucking Vietnam. See how they do.
There's all this thing at the moment of, like, fucking... There's some places where, like... abortion is getting like worse a treatment, like worse a penalties than say like rapists, and like apparently in Canada a bill has been passed or something where it's like ridiculous if like a rapist can plead like that they were drunk when they were defending themselves for a rape as a way to for it to like successfully be defended.
I also saw that like a rapist if the female that was raped is like impregnated and then has an abortion, the rapist can sue them for like effectively terminating their child.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have a day off for you.
Yeah, it's fucked. Oh, that's in America, obviously.
Yeah.
That is vile.
But I'm just saying, like, prison, whatever, but imagine if the deterrence for being a massive pedo or rape. I don't know why I said massive. No, it's not funny. It's not funny. It's because you're smiling. Stop. Stop laughing.
Here's what I said.
No, let me quickly say this. The deterrence of being a fucking massive pedo. Yeah, like, nonsense. Should be like you literally get fucking like chopped about, like is it like get like you know those hedge cutters like that, ooh, but like you're fucking ooh, dodgy. Do not want to do this.
What happens, okay? If 10 years down the line, someone goes, oh, shit, he was actually innocent.
Yeah, and we've now chopped him up.
No, but say if there's proof. Say if there's actual concrete proof, it shouldn't be, oh, a few months in jail or whatever. It should be fucking, you're getting shitted up, mate.
But then it's like that thing. It's like, oh, well, how can we prove it, like, unless there's physical video evidence of this man committing this offence? Like,
you can do and tests, can't
that you? Is the problem with, like, the death penalty. Subjecting someone to, like, ending their life based on evidence which may or may not be sufficient. Like, if it is later found out that, like, there was a mistake down the line, actually, you know, this person was innocent.
Give them life.
And then you've taken their life.
Without parole.
Yeah, but okay, so if there's concrete fucking evidence, video proof, so this one documentary was actually a Madeleine McCann documentary. This one of these suspects, he basically would film himself, like, abusing kids.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was literally found. Those tapes, right?
Ugh.
And it's like, well, there's fucking evidence there. So
nah,
like,
murk him. Fully murk him.
Yeah. Like, that should be like baseball bats to the head. Sort of
I
like.
Reckon. No.
But surely, bro.
Put him in a cage for the lions, hungry lions.
Romans. That's what they did.
Did they?
Really?
Feed him to the lions. Gladiators and ting. Imagine that, right? So gladiators, I actually only found this out the other day. So the gladiators were like slaves.
Yeah, yeah.
That just were fucking, right, you two fight for entertainment.
Yeah.
And it's just like fight to the death. And if not, it's like, if it's like thumbs down, the lions are getting put on you to finish you off. Yeah. Mate, what the fuck?
Yeah, mate, there's ancient Romans.
But why now?
That was sport.
Why is that normal, bruv? Why would that ever be a thing? Ever?
2,000 years ago.
Yes, but how can you wake up and just think that that's a smart, nice idea?
They weren't educated like we were.
Why do you need to be educated? Surely it's just in your soul.
But it is now, back in the day. Like, maybe back in caveman times. They didn't know how to say hello. They would go,
No, but surely they would communicate in some way.
It's all very different, though. Like you think of, you know what we were speaking about earlier, like talking about the humour, how now, like, certain humour, even 10 years ago, wouldn't wash well. It's literally all about that. Like, back then, 2,000 years ago, or however long it was, that would have been, like, a normal thing. That would have been socially acceptable.
I just can't. Even, like, so I've been going on a lot of, like, London Dungeons type adventures and going to, like, Tower Bridge. The way they'd fucking, like, hang, draw, and quarter people for literally, like, the pettiest of crimes. Like, you fucking turn up on, like, London Bridge with a sooty face. No, the King's Way. If you're, like, on the King's fucking Avenue.
Oh, what, like, you've been, like...
With a dirty face. Yeah, murked. Death. Like, it's sort of just, like... I just don't get how that's...
What do you think's worse?
What?
Getting eaten by a shark or tigers?
Fuck off. I don't want it.
That limb.
Honestly, I think a shark, because you'd probably drown pretty soon.
Yeah, but the fear, mate.
And you've got the dark, deep water.
The lion, I can be like, you're a kitty.
So you've got like a 350-kilo lion.
Lions and tigers. Lions and tigers, they like to, like, they don't kill you.
Yeah, they'll play with you a bit.
They'll just knock you out and you'll just be there like...
Yeah, but not when his eye's gouged out by Weller.
You reckon you could have a lion?
I'll have the shark as well. Well, the shark, you could actually murk. So I read in an article in the mirror.
You have to stick your hand in the mouth?
Was that crocodile?
Oh.
But like maybe, the shark, some surfer saved himself from a great white shark from gouging his eye out.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And it just fucked off.
There was that thing, like, I used to think it was like punch him in the nose. But like, have you ever tried punching underwater?
yeah, nothing.
Oh, I couldn't think of anything worse. Oh.
No, but that's quite... I don't know why I thought of this, but like, it's quite like a female question.
What?
Why? No, like, do you ever have that thing with
get eaten by a shark
gender? No, I have non-binary questions.
No, because I asked Ruth a question last night, and like she was like, that's normally like the sort of question a girl would ask a boy, and it was stupid. It was just like it made no sense, and I was just like,
are you close to so and so?
No, I was like, if we woke up tomorrow morning and I was just a tiger. For no reason whatsoever, would you stay with me?
I'd keep you as a pet.
But you wouldn't stay, like...
What, shagging the tiger?
No. I think that's...
Where's a pet, then?
Mate, is everything all right at home?
Ruth, if I woke up a tiger...
No, but, like, do you never just have these random thoughts where you just think, like, if this actually happened...
No, I did ask her. I did ask Jodie the other day. I said, if I had an accident and I was just, you know...
Look deep.
If I was just like...
Can't say that,
mate.
Okay, cut that, Tom. Cut that out.
No, don't cut that.
You know what? Well, race if cars. I woke up one day and I was just like,
race cars actually sounds like a podcast for like, what's it called? Different races. Like, discussing like the political agendas of different like races around the world.
Oh, yeah, really intelligent, just like that.
Like, would you stay with your other half if they were just emotionless?
Yeah, of course.
Would your relationship change?
It would have to change. You'd be more of a carer.
You wouldn't have many conversations, would you?
let's act it out. So you're... okay, let's not. Save it for the impressions video over on patreon.com.
What, someone's going to do an impression of...
can you imagine how sad that would be?
That'd be horrendous.
Like, you wake up and your girlfriend is just a body. essentially a body.
Yeah.
No way of communicating.
It's more than just a body.
No, but there's no way of communicating. There's no way of communicating. You can see their eyes, but there's nothing behind the eyes. Do you know what I mean? That is...
You're saying you'd stay.
You'd have to, but...
You'd have to find someone else in life, surely. Like, I'm not saying, like, completely ditch them. Like, I think you'd always stay around and be in their lives.
It would take a while. You'd have to, like... Somehow, it would take a while to come to terms with this isn't the person that you actually know. Do you know what I mean? It's like they're a whole new...
It's like they're a different person.
Yeah, but it's... Oh, I couldn't think of anything like worse.
I know that if I was the one that, like, woke up, like, unable-bodied, I would want Ruth to, like... I wouldn't want to feel like a burden on her life.
Yeah. As well, I think natural... Like, there are natural desires that you have in life that would... creep in, and you wouldn't be able to resist the fact that I need someone I can sit and laugh with.
Yeah.
I need someone I can have passionate sex with. I need someone I can go on a day out and like, and there that will creep in. And as much as you have love for this person, you will need to fill that void with something. And yeah, it's a difficult one. It's like another one. Like, would you die for your family members? I was having this discussion with my girlfriend. She's literally like, oh, I'd die for anyone in my family. I literally, like, that is how deeply I feel towards them.
Would you die for your 90-year-old nan?
No. Well, no.
I think that's fair because that well, fair, so Weller dies and then the, a year later she dies by chance.
But she'd say like, I would die for my younger sibling. Would you do that?
Would you die for George?
You'd have to, wouldn't you?
Why would you have to?
You've lived more of a life than them.
What, like 2 years? You're basically
you have to ask yourself, could you live with knowing that you could have saved your younger sibling's life?
Oof, it meant that you didn't die though.
Yeah, what are you saying?
The guilt. We all know what he's doing.
I think there are very few people I would die for.
Ruth.
Yeah, because then I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
There was a pause in that.
My two parents, the only reason...
They're getting murked!
No, but the reason I wouldn't die for them, and this might sound... I don't think it will sound self-indulged. It's because I genuinely think that... They wouldn't be able to live with the fact that I died for them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
No, it's true.
What a savage guy.
So it's that whole, like, reverse...
Like, the world wouldn't be able to live knowing that I... Now, the summertime is coming. You're going to be on a holiday soon, and you may not be able to access those lovely TV shows and certain websites that you love, right? Well, our friends at ExpressVPN are here to save you!
Mate, what I want to know is how fast is ExpressVPN?
It's lightning, right? They've got their own VPN protocol that they engineered, right, called Lightway, that makes it expressly fast.
No.
Screws the VPN. Excuse the pun.
But I've heard that these places actually still log your data and sell it.
Not ExpressVPN, right? Some cheap or free VPN store your data and sell it, right? So jarring. They've actually developed an engineering system that makes it impossible to store any data of yours, right? So you can explore freely knowing you're not watched.
Mate, so obviously I was in Qatar this week.
Yeah.
Filming with, you know, the boys. And I wanted to watch Arsenal in the evening. I couldn't. But I got ExpressVPN on my phone. So I could.
Yes.
Arsenal in Qatar. And thank you, ExpressVPN.
It is available on all ranges of devices as well. So that's amazing. And by just a click of a button...
Yep.
You were able to access that, and that makes it the most simple, straightforward VPN to use. And it's not just me saying this, right? It's the Business Insider, The Verge, and many other tech journals that rate ExpressVPN, right? So get your 3 months for free on a one-year package now with expressvpn.com/wafflin, right? That's expressvpn.com/wafflin to get your 3 months for free on top of a one-year package, all right? Enjoy yourselves.
I did. What would happen? Say I die. Yeah, hypothetically speaking.
Pay rise.
What happens? What happens? What's the concert? Is there like someone making a montage of me? Like,
yeah.
We're going to try and cash in on it.
Oh yeah, and live stream the funeral. Like, put it on Waffly. Like,
only on the Patreon though.
Surely you're making an episode of like, oh my god, he died, and then like the thumbnail is just like.
Yeah, we're just there in black and white. Like.
What, a picture of your stiff, like in a casket?
Yeah, we'll just be next to the body.
Has anyone, like, I'm guessing that, like...
Yeah.
Has anyone in the YouTube space actually, like, died?
Yeah, there would have been, but not necessarily people we know.
Oh, I just don't know. Like, has it ever been, like,
yeah, when the first, like, one in our community dies, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be nuts.
The first one.
Wait, who's going to be the first one to die?
If you had to put money on it, who's first?
Who's the first YouTuber to die out of
in this like UK space?
What?
Like, is there anyone like that does rec? Well, probably Nico or Milan.
Because Nico's
not Nico.
I don't know. Imagine someone dies in the ring.
Oh,
Jake.
Oh, Paul. Actually, you did say something in the group chat the other day.
What
about? A pool fight. The pool brothers.
Oh, yeah. So we had, like, this TikTok. It was extra legitimate. So apparently there's evidence to suggest that Jake Paul's next fight is actually Logan Paul. Right? They keep fucking...
Fucking?
Wait, let me get it...
fucking?
They just keep shagging. No, let me just get it out right now. No, get it up right now. No, not get it up. I mean, just fucking...
I just love Logan Paul.
What? No one said that, buddy. No, I'm going to get it up. Everyone just fucking bear with me, all right? I know you're freaking getting seriously angry, but right, I've got it up right now on tickers. Oh, right, so this. Jake Paul will fight Logan Paul on August the 13th. Logan has been hinting on his podcast and Jake changed his profile pic to yin and yang, which is what they refer to each other as.
Ooh. Well, wait, so that's it?
Hey, Ying. What up, Yang?
I tell you what, though.
Is that the evidence?
It would be huge.
That's the concrete evidence.
Jake Paul changed his profile picture. All of a sudden, they're fighting.
It would be huge, but I don't think...
They keep hinting at it on the podcast.
But who would the parents support?
Oh, it'd just be a money fest, wouldn't it? It's like, both of them fucking earning money.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon they would have to like, separate the boxing from, like, come on, Jake, we're going to make fucking racks from this.
Yeah, but I reckon they'd go for it. Jake could win.
Wouldn't it be a bit awkward afterwards, though?
Oh, Jake would win.
Jake's got the more evil bastard.
And also, I bet Jake will secretly be like, you fucking older brother, you've stolen, I've been in your shadow the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, I think. But that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Because Logan is still the more successful one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe not monetary-wise, but in terms of, you know, global phenomenon, he's... Well,
he's done more things.
And people like him.
Yeah, but it's not all about being liked. Yeah.
No, but like that must be like, it's a nice feeling to be liked as opposed to disliked.
Depends like, what you get off on.
If nobody knew Jake, then that's like one thing. But like to be actively disliked versus your brother who is actively liked.
Yeah.
Must be a little bit like annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why do people hate me, not him?
They don't hate you.
No. I wasn't talking about
they
me.
They love you.
Do they?
They all do. What I think I had something down actually is the next thing on
you
that.
You were talking about your reaction to the FA Cup final or something.
Oh, I was.
Yeah, what is this? What did I miss?
No. So obviously, me, my mum, stepdad, girlfriend.
Because you're a Chelsea and Hove Albion fan.
I'm a Chelsea and Hove Albion fan. She's a Liverpool fan.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah. And I was just giving her shit the whole game, like, this is why Liverpool's shit. And then you just went and did that, and it actually like, I was, you know how I get rattled. I don't know about you, but if my team loses a fucking cup final, I'm switching the TV off the second that full-time whistle goes.
Yeah, we haven't lost one in a while.
Shut up. they wanted to just keep it on. Well, I don't want to hear that and watch that shit. Leave the room.
Oh, you didn't go and unplug the TV, did you?
No, I turned it off. I turned it off.
At the wall.
I turned it off, but then they insisted it was going on, so I just like went to the other room and worked.
How do you know about this?
What?
No, it was just quite embarrassing. It's just like, it is embarrassing. You know, like when you're, the feeling of being rattled is actually such a shit feeling because, like, you're rattled.
Mate, I felt so sorry for
Mason Mount. Yeah, so this is another conspiracy, right? So Money Mason Mount has played six finals at Wembley and he's lost them all.
Oh.
And obviously, like, when you've gone through that and then you're seeing on social media, which he would have seen, like, there is a curse about Mason Mount. He is the reason.
Mate, and he missed the penalty.
And he missed the penalty. Like, and we're like, obviously, we know him. It's sort of like, it's really real, as though, like...
Did you message him?
You can empathise with him. I haven't.
Oh.
I don't know if I'd want to remind him. Oh, by the way, I really want to be sorry and all that for this fact that you've... I think he just wants to be...
Remind him?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
It's a brutal...
All right, you're Chelsea manager. You're in a Wembley Cup final next season. Are you playing Mount? Or are you starting to believe the curse?
I reckon you play him, but maybe just like, blessed
by a priest before or something.
But you know about the Man City curse, don't you?
What's the Man City curse?
Yaya Toure put like an African curse on Pep.
Pep Guardiola.
You will never win the Champions League.
Oh, yeah, he actually did, didn't he?
That is actually legitimate.
He got cursed.
Show the article right now, Tommy boy. Like, it's actually a thing, and apparently, did they do something afterwards? Oh, no, I think that might have just been a meme to make out that they were trying to do something to lift the curse. Like,
what, Man City?
Present your Toure with something or something. But, like, yeah, imagine, like, are curses a thing? Maybe they are. Can someone actually be cursed?
Do you know what a curse could actually just be, like, putting a thought in someone's head and then...
Rent-free.
Yeah, but did you see that there was a video of a football match in Africa where, like, the goalkeeper... had like a little voodoo doll
in the
goal.
You've got to kick my ass.
To like prevent any goals going in. So it's putting a curse on the other team. And they couldn't score.
Sharp.
And then the striker like went into the goal, got the voodoo doll, like lobbed it away or whatever. And then they scored.
Oh, mate, bullshit.
Yeah, but there is something, I mean, voodoo, like cursed items and shit. Like, is that a thing? I'd love to look into that.
If you don't believe it, would you allow someone to put a curse on you?
Oi, let's do that for a vid. I'm a Patreon.
But you know what is it? It's just like, then it's in your head and you're just like thinking and you're putting pressure on yourself and you're like,
okay, so not cursed, but okay, if you don't believe in it, let's put a cursed doll, right, with a spirit in your bedroom for you to cuddle up to at night, and it just got like
you don't believe in it. It's just a doll.
Yeah, it's just a doll, man.
But it's still just like, I'm scared of horror films and I know they're not real.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to get this doll and put it in your ass.
But if someone, if this like person was like, I am the cursing woman or whatever, and she goes, next time you get in your car, you will die. I would be a bit like, ooh. don't about getting in the car today.
Yeah.
You would be though, wouldn't you? Because like,
Yeah, well, it's like those things how like you still, no one wants to like swear on someone's life. Like on the off chance that anything happens, like I wouldn't be like, oh, swear on Weller's life, it wasn't me or whatever, if I had done something. Yeah, on the basis that, imagine if you did then die, I'd be like,
oh shit.
Yeah, there's always that what if.
Even though you know, like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but then that says in your brain that there is, it's not 100% certain that you know. There is a what if. And I think there's that about quite a lot of things.
Yeah, but is it just that thing of, like, well, the what if is you could actually die, and then I would actually feel responsible had I have, like, sworn on your life.
Yeah, I remember you sent a text. I was getting on a flight, and you were like, before I took off, you were like, hope you don't die, mate.
Yeah, but we say that about any time I go on a plane. Like, I was like, oh, yeah. It is terrifying.
The turbulence goes on.
I always do try to play it cool on planes, but I'm actually shitting myself when it's taken off.
Mate, an actual tin can hurtling through the air. Yeah, like it's 700 actually,
it doesn't make
hour.
Any sense.
Enjoy the ride. You have to accept it.
You do have to actually, yeah just go. That is what I learned about a skydive. it's like, yeah, just pure acceptance. And actually, wait, there's actually one thing that's coming to my head that I saw. Sun cream. No.
Is a myth.
No, listen. Right? You know, our skin gets so damaged by the sun.
Yeah.
So that didn't really used to happen as much back in the day. Why? What's changed? Well, the oil industry, right? So there's like sunflower oil, seed oils, right? Seed oil, yeah, that we eat and is in so much of our food. Apparently fucking in the skin, when that reacts with the UVs, is like fucking petrol for skin damage.
Oh, is it like when you oil yourself up?
No. It's in your...
But like, is it the equivalent of...
It's...
You know, people put like tanning oil on to like... So their skin like soaks the sun up. Is it like
we
produce
it naturally
as well?
The way in which the fucking... That oil like decays in the skin just leads to fucking disasters. And then like actual in sun cream, there's like dodgy shit as well that encourages it as well. But the oil industry and the sun cream industry, fucking gabillion dollar companies that... Yeah, but you look at like the whatever the fucking skin damage diseases are or whatever, the graphs throughout the year of how it's spiked since like the 1950s is nuts.
But
apparently coconut oil, like olive oil, is like we should put on your skin or something. I don't know.
Olive oil.
Maybe not olive oil.
We are not recommending this to anyone,
okay, but
by the way.
This that what you should eat is extra virgin olive oil, not like seed oils.
Yeah.
I could back that, but also could it be that actually we're just spending more time indoors, so our skin isn't as used to the sun. So, for example, cavemen would spend all the time outdoors for their skin. And people in, you know, these Arabian countries, African countries, they're more used to the hot sun, so they don't get as burnt. Do you know what I mean? Like, if, for example, back in the olden times, the whiter you were, like, the less sunlight you got was seen as you are more rich. So you look at old Queen Victoria, her skin was very pale. She meant, oh, she's rich, she spends more time inside.
Yeah.
But the guys outside were just much more tanned and used to the sun.
Yeah, but...
But if you put Vicky outside, she's getting burnt.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's like your skin just gets used to it. I think there's surely... I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fucking dermatologist, but, obviously. But, just, I would like to look into it to see, because the evidence I saw on fucking TikTok. Mate, no, you just got up loads of evidence.
This honestly sounds like three lads around a kitchen table
listen,
at 4 a.m.
Listen, because it's on TikTok.
Just wait,
fucking listen.
Yeah?
Just because it's on TikTok doesn't mean, oh, it's now just a load of bollocks. Just because it's on that platform.
No, but like...
But if you look into it, like anyone at home, if you've got any spare...
But have you looked
into it? Yeah, I looked into it briefly, but not like enough.
Where'd you go? Wikipedia?
No, okay, let's just make it happen. It's an interesting point, though. If you
No. I agree. everything that you see is truly possible or impossible, but like...
But the second it's on TikTok, it's like bollocks.
No, it's just surely you're taking that with a big pinch of salt.
Well, not when it's fucking like they get up all the different evidence. I mean, you haven't seen the video, so
no. Send it.
Assume it's this like, ridiculous idiot.
No, yeah, send it through.
I will.
Speaking of TikTok,
yeah.
Now obviously HS did comment on our video.
Yeah.
Very sound response on the video. Like the comment he left was just all right.
And
like,
he apologized for the medication.
Yeah,
comment.
And he basically admitted like we all thought he was just doing it for. Banner.
He was
and
bored because his car got robbed. Or
apparently
nicked.
It didn't get robbed. He actually crashed it or something, but hearsay.
The Bundermobile.
Yeah, RIP, man.
Well, his number plate is Bunder.
Yeah. Bunder. It's like, what's the in-betweener car called?
The Mobile Virgin Conversion Unit.
C-Wagon. But he said, however, expect a response on TikTok. Now, I've not seen it.
Neither have I. Wait, go get it out. Okay, here we go.
Than just tape pre-workout, but I guess that's where my somewhat slander came from. So I apologise, HS. I apologise.
Hey, finally come to your senses, Joe. I'm glad you apologised. I was pissed off that you slandered my business, but genuinely, I accept your apology, and we can move on from there.
I'm going to see a fight. Oh, I'm not going to fight him. Oh. Will you get done in? I'd get battered.
Yeah, no. Yes, you fucking would, mate.
He wanted him to fight.
Like, because let's face it, right, he's a TikToker.
Yeah,
he's
and what else?
The actual audacity of this geezer, right? I've forgiven Joe, yeah, but Theo, mate, what are you on about? Your Instagram is fucking washed. You're not even getting 10k likes, mate. My backup Insta's doing 40k. You guys are doing about 200k views, if I'm being generous, on YouTube. I'm doing about 500 to 600. So what are you on about, mate? How are you trying to say I'm just a TikToker when I do more numbers than you on literally every single platform? Theo, your claim to fame is sucking Joe Weller's wood on his podcast every week, all right? That's the only reason why anyone knows you. Relax, mate.
Heads after this vid. I assume that means the same vid. And HS goes, can't even repost that. So tapped. Made me lol, though. Ack. Fuck it.
Genuinely want to apologise for taking a piss out of your mental health. It's not funny. That's why I deleted it after about 10 minutes. Took it too far. Not rattled at all. I want to apologise for that to you. But Theo, honestly, relax yourself.
Ruined me.
Oh, shit.
I got 2 mil on my latest reel.
Oh, mate, but like, that's actually a bit savage because he's...
He proper came for you there.
He is good at that shit, as in like...
Oh, he's too elite.
He is funny.
I can't come back from that.
Shit.
I'm in the bin. All the comments are like, he didn't deserve this. He didn't deserve this.
So would you fight him?
Yeah, would you fight him? Tickers? Have a look.
I'd have him.
You'd have him?
Obviously not. I'm getting pummeled.
No, you're calling him out.
You watch it here, boy.
He didn't include the bit where I said I'd box his head off, though. I thought he was going to have
that. And then you decide when he gets paid.
And not decide when he gets paid.
You wouldn't box his head off, though.
I'd fucking box his head off, mate.
Mate, do you know the worst thing about the whole thing is?
What?
You could have told me my fucking nipple was out. Just the whole episode, my nip's just hanging out. Flatty bacon.
That was part of it.
So now you and HS have beef.
Yeah, like beef. The well of HS beef is done, and it's now Baker, Malfoy. So you're going to look down the lens, and you're going to say your fucking words to him. Go on, Malfoy!
I'm so angry about this. I can't sleep at night.
And what are you going to do to him, Theo?
I'm going to thumbs down.
Ooh.
His videos.
Can you even do that anymore?
Mate, you know what you should do?
When
you upload the Neymar and Mbappe shit, that's going to wipe his videos out of water. 500k, mate, as you're going to eat that for breakfast, aren't you?
I got 2 mil on uploading a crossbar challenge on my latest reel.
On what? TikTok?
Insta.
Oh, yeah, Insta.
Yeah, sick.
So would we ever have him back on?
Oh, yeah.
Would we?
I don't know.
I'm not saying we're going to.
If there was a reason, but at this point, I don't know, it's pretty irrelevant.
What, like, as in we've had the chat with him and whatnot?
Yeah. We've said what we need to say. Yeah. There's nothing else to read.
Yeah.
So.
I do rate it, though.
No, I
rated it because it was just like on the YouTube video, you said like all this, and it was like, expect a response, though.
It's funny.
It's
like
content,
like it, yeah.
Innit?
Yeah,
it's
I like
content.
It.
The whole exchange has been well funny.
Yeah, mate, my fucking record label phoned me up and were like, oh, is it like all set up? Like how it, because it bangs like when you guys do your beef and whatnot. And I'm like, well, no, but I feel like it only does that like the way it does. Like it obviously gets numbers and whatever because it is just off the cuff.
Yeah.
I think if we planned something like that and was like, right, HS, you're going to say this and then we're going to say that and whatever, you just see straight through it. But I think big companies think that it's all just planned, like all the beef and all that. But yeah.
Yeah, but they still don't really understand the game.
Yeah, I suppose
they
don't.
But it does make you realise, like, you know how, like, people always ask, like, oh, so-and-so, whatever. Is it real? Is it real?
Yeah.
I get why they do it now. Because it is, A, it's funny, and B, it does get a lot of, like,
yeah, it's, mate, attraction. Drama, yeah. Beef, it does work. Yeah, it does, fucking bangs. It's funny. It's, yeah. I don't know, it goes off. It's like seeing who's going to outdo the other person, like.
So who should we upset next?
Who should we upset?
Who should we get into beef with?
Who should we get into beef with?
Mouth?
No, I've already firmed this out. I'm not going to have to sleep for days.
Firmed this out. Firmed this. Cold this. I don't know. I suppose we'll let the people decide who are we coming for. Although I do like love and peace.
Yeah.
I'm not all about that hell. But we are now about to go do our impressions video over on the patreon.com/morbid.
And we have some questions to answer.
And we have questions to answer, right? Only for the true Waffling Mafia members. Anyways. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, please leave a like rating. 5 stars on Spotify and rate us very highly on Apple Podcasts in whichever way you're meant to. It's been the Waffling Boys. We hope you've enjoyed your life and continue to love yourself because you are amazing. Anyways, peace.
Loves and techers.